East Cornwall has a diverse and beautiful landscape spanning moorland, deep river valleys and woodlands. It's also the part of Cornwall which, though proudly Cornish, still looks eastwards across the Tamar to Plymouth for much of its work and wealth. But what of the businesses trying to forge a living in this area? Do they have to head into Devon to make links or venture further west to Truro? Well, one of the area's premier hotels has been doing its bit to make sure there's plenty of chance for small and medium-sized businesses to network and find new suppliers, providers and customers. The Business Needs and Support Exhibition 2010 was held at the St Melian International Resort on the 29th of September. Now, I went along for Business Cornwall magazine and spoke to organiser Lisa Brammer. Now, she's passionate about making the former district of Carradon an area of opportunity.
Having exhibitions like the one we've had today is really important as it keeps business local, which is what the event has been about and is what we're really trying to promote here, keeping business local and doing business with, you know, the southeast Cornwall and moving further down into Cornwall. So this has been a really great step up for some smaller businesses coverage for the larger businesses as well.
I suppose it is about providing a focus, isn't it? Because if you don't have the focus here, then that focus might move to Plymouth, that focus might move even to Exeter.
Yeah, absolutely. There aren't really many exhibitions like this happening in this area, so it's definitely something that needs to happen more often. And it's a great way for local businesses here in Cornwall to advertise themselves and to market themselves. It is so vital that we have these sort of things in this area.
I mean, southeast Cornwall for some people doesn't exist, which is a problem for many people. And that's, you've got Truro as the city down west, then you've got Plymouth, and people often drive through. What do you see as your role in making people think more about this area?
It is funny that there is that divide between Plymouth and then the west of Cornwall. East Cornwall does sometimes get forgotten about. It is really important that we, you know, put East Cornwall on the map and help the fantastic businesses that there are in this area. There's so much, quality businesses, some fantastic people in this area that are willing to do business, very talented, and we've got to market that a little bit more.
60 exhibitors held stands there, 300 visitors turned up and exchanged business, as well as to hear presentations on topics such as managing intellectual property. Lisa's thrilled by the buzz that's been created.
It's been a fantastic atmosphere. We've had a lot of people chatting together, doing business. There's been opportunities out there. So the people that have come have really found it useful, not just to make contacts, but also to really do business here and now.